How far can a fox trot? In the case of one female Arctic fox, very far. Scientists at the Norwegian Polar Institute put trackers on a few dozen local foxes there this spring, and one of those foxes really astounded them. In just 76 days, she covered more than 2,000 miles on land and ice from the Norwegian island of Spitsbergen to Ellesmere Island in the Canadian Arctic. Harald Steen is with the Norwegian Polar Institute, which published the news of the fox's achievement. So the fox had a tracking device on her. What did your scientists at your institute think when they kept seeing that she was traveling so far and wide?
Well, you would you just say, whoa. First you say, oh, something wrong. It's got to be hitching a ride with something.
Like she might have gotten on a boat or something?
Yeah, something like that. But obviously this one wasn't, because it started to behave like a fox. Stopped a little bit, got something to eat, kept on living.
I mean, the speed was pretty extraordinary, about 28 miles a day on average. Some days I read she traveled 100 miles. Was she running a lot of the time? Is that how you can account for some of these distances?
Yeah. They have this trot, this kind of a short gallopy thing, mm-hmm. which they seem to do forever. Seems hardly an effort at all, it looks like. You know, they weigh 2.5 to 5 kilos.
Yeah, so that's like 5 to 10 pounds.
So it's just amazing how energy efficient these guys are.
How dependent was this fox on sea ice to get from the Norwegian island of Spitsbergen to Ellesmere Island in northern Canada?
Well, just to explain a little bit. So we are way up north, but still there's the Gulf Stream that brings warm water up in that region that melts the ice. So this fox traveled first eastwards, quite a distance, and then it got on the drift ice.
I see.
And then it moved north and started to move west again. So she made a long arch just tracking the ice, basically. So yes, she's completely dependent upon the ice to actually do that journey.
So not walking across the ice, but actually getting on a small piece of floating ice and drifting?
No. She is walking on the ice.
Oh, okay.
Jumping from floe to floe probably in places, but generally she will be running on the ice.
I have to ask you this. If climate change denialists use this as evidence that, hey, look, there's clearly enough sea ice in the Arctic, a fox walked across it from Norway to Canada, how would you respond to that?
We are experiencing very little sea ice up there. If it had been normal or what it was, it would have walked just straight west, basically, and don't have to do that detour far east to actually get on the ice.
So tracking devices were placed on some 50 Arctic foxes in Norway, but this was the only one that ventured out of the country. What does that tell you?
Pretty much all animal groups. There are always stray individuals that go on trips. We see it in just about anything that we monitor. That some go on long journeys. They are what you will say the long distance dispersers. They are those that are creating new populations, those that are moving genes between populations far apart. Those have always existed and probably will always exist. And exactly what triggers it, we don't really know.
Foxes are not dogs, but they are in the larger family of dog-like animals. Dogs have been known to travel long distances, often with a purpose. Is there anything you can extrapolate using the parallel with dogs?
Not really. I don't think she knew where she was going. I think she was just moving, putting one leg in front of the other as fast as she could.
What kind of sound does this Arctic fox make?
They have this kind of screaming like a cat can sometimes make noises like that.
Uh-huh.
But they can also bark just like a dog.
And when they bark, is it kind of like a arf, arf, or is it more of a howl?
Arf. Yeah, but they are small animals, so it's not like a big hound or something.
Right. So this one Arctic fox, a real surprise that she traveled so far. But what was the original intent of the study?
This fox was tagged in connection to a study that we wanted to do in connection with working on tidewater glaciers and the disappearing fjord sea ice that we experience now in the Arctic. So we wanted to see how dependent the coastal foxes are on the sea ice and how much they used it. So that was the purpose of the study. So this is a complete byproduct.
Must have been a fun byproduct to get out of the study.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Harald Steen with the Norwegian Polar Institute. Thanks for speaking with us about this very speedy fox. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
The map of where this little fox ran in her 2,000-mile sprint across the Arctic is pretty inspiring, even for us non-foxes. Take a look at theworld.org.